Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. Mrs. Helen Ferry is a walking testimony. And while the world may never acknowledge her with superlative or award, I am recipient of her empathetic largesse. Needless to say, my spirit reflects thanksgiving for the quiet, incredible presence she has always been in my life. It was in a moment of reflection that I realized I've known the Ferry family for 17 years. And for much of that time, our familial relationship was cultivated vicariously through close friendship with her son, Raymond. However, at 4th of July cookouts at her home, I would marvel and sometimes wonder and even question why this sweet lady and her sweet husband would entertain the shenanigans of a bunch of pre-professional hooligans whose only motivation and incentive for coming was to pop fireworks in the backyard. Lots of fireworks. Countless laughs would ensue annually, and Mrs. Ferry would always ensure we never left hungry. Fast forward years beyond the passing of her husband, the selling of the family home, and relocation to a mature adult community. She handled it all from an outsider's perspective with grace and humility. It was at the mature adult community that my appreciation for her humor and companionship blossomed. She would entertain me yet again with stories of her love for crafts, retellings of family vacations, excursions to doctor visits, and lunch at the nearby Chinese restaurant. I laughed, cried, and smiled aplenty in her presence. Even at transition to closer and more convenient care, I'd always beg Raymond for his mother's location so I could visit. And each time, Raymond would oblige, even saying, quote, "You don't have to do that," end quote. Growing up, on New Year's Day, my mom would always say, "Whatever you do on the first day of the year, you will spend the entire year doing." Well, I went to see Mrs. Ferry January 1st, 2018, in hopes that this visit would spur a year-long routine. She was asleep when I arrived, and only because I drove all the way out to Virginia, I woke her up. "Bony?" she asked in wonderment. I confirmed that, in fact, I am bony, and she smiled. I tell her of all that's transpired since our last visit, October 6th, Arthur's spirited health reversal, interactions with Auntie Joyce, Arthur's ultimate and timely transition, and the like. And I read her the postings from some of these happenings, especially that which shares her advice regarding questions. She, too, is excited to hear of the impact of her words. I ask her how she feels and how she likes the new place. God incidents. The new place is located on Tiswell Drive. She shares that she's happiest here, that all the staff are kind, and that her favorite person is the young man who picks her up from bed and places her in her wheelchair. There was something reverential in her statement. I noticed she even projected more calm here. Since I woke her, I promised I wouldn't stay long. I asked if she needed anything. She said, quote, "Just some snacks, like some club crackers or tasty cakes," end quote. I learned later she couldn't have the sweets, but she tried it. Following an exchange of farewells and a kiss on the forehead, I was back outside on Tiswell Drive. My spirit had been renewed, and I looked forward to my next visit with Mrs. Ferry. Again, I say, be present. The blessing may be yours to receive. Sunday, August 12th, 2018. At the rising of today's Sunday sun, Mrs. Helen Ferry negotiated an eternal and all-consuming peace. Aided by grace, she conformed to God's purposeful plan for her life, a life of adventure, a life of constant and remedial learning, a life of childbearing and child-rearing, a life of questionable and sometimes unquestionable faith, and most importantly, a life spent passing the peace and love to those in her orbit. Now, I imagine that she and I had more days ahead for the many questions I had formulated, and even at last Saturday's visit to mark her birthday, while weak in body, her spirit radiated a joyful calm, even if seasonal. That still makes this morning's news all the more unfathomable. I just can't wrap my mind around it. Then I was reminded, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. So, to that revelation, and in celebration of the life and unquestionable legacy of a kindred, I'll continue to question my family and friends. Not in an attempt to know God's thoughts, but in an attempt to see His thoughts and works made manifest in those I love. It's the greatest lesson imparted to me by Mrs. Very, and one for which I am eternally grateful. From the intersection of Erie Street and Naylor Road in Southeast Washington, D.C., this is Word on the Curb.